energy, and productivity. Feeling productive isn't just about hype, it's grounded in solid biology. The main buzzkill? Low energy. Many of us turn to caffeine and sugar to compensate, but these quick fixes only go so far. Luckily, there's a more sustainable option: your hormones. Endorphins, dopamine, oxytocin, and serotonin are natural energizers that help you achieve more. The kicker? Feeling good is the trigger that releases them. You can boost these feel-good hormones with three simple strategies. 1. Play. Inject more fun and adventure into your days. Life's stressful, but not every moment needs to be serious. Accept sincerity while leaving room for laughter and lightness. 2. Power. This isn't about controlling others, it's about mastering yourself. Even if your circumstances seem fixed, you have power over how you approach your tasks. Inject a spirit of playfulness into your work. 3. People. Who you surround yourself with matters. Choose cheerleaders over energy vampires. The positive company boosts both your mood and productivity. Understanding the link between your energy, mood, and productivity is key. Start integrating more play, power, and positive people into your daily life. When tasks seem dull, ask how you can make them enjoyable. Facing a challenge? Imagine tackling it like an expert. Feeling isolated? Seek advice from supportive peers. By leveraging these strategies, you can enhance your energy levels, mood, and overall productivity effectively. Procrastination. Procrastination is something everyone deals with, and you might have experienced it today already. It's the second major force that stops people from being productive and reaching their full potential. There are two main strategies to fight procrastination. Discipline means pushing through tasks no matter what. Motivation involves finding inspiration to get started. You might have seen these methods work sometimes, but they're not always reliable. Instead of sticking to these traditional approaches, found a third method, unblocking. Unblocking means finding out why you're procrastinating and tackling that problem directly. Usually, procrastination comes from one of three causes: confusion, fear, or inertia. Luckily, there are simple ways to counter each of these causes. Confusion can be fixed with clarity, fear can be managed with courage, and inertia can be overcome with action. Let's look at these in more detail. First, confusion often causes procrastination, but it's usually not about lack of motivation. Instead, it's about not understanding what to do. Taking a few minutes to think about the details of your task can save you a lot of time. Fear is another reason for procrastination, but many people don't admit they're afraid. Naming your fear can make it easier to deal with and help you realize you can overcome it. Inertia, or the tendency to stay stuck, is also a common problem. The first step is always the hardest, so starting with just 5 minutes of effort can make a big difference. With these ideas in mind, you might have some ways to use clarity, courage, and action to overcome procrastination. Here are a few simple tips. Need clarity? Try a pre-mortem. Imagine the outcome of your project, then plan how to succeed or fix problems. Need courage? Use the 10-10-10 rule. Ask how much this task will matter in 10 minutes, 10 weeks, and 10 years. Most things are less important than they seem. Need to take action? Find an accountability buddy. A partner can help you stay on track. You can start by joining Reddit's ARF, Get Motivated Buddies, where over 179,000 people are looking for the same thing. With these strategies, you're ready to overcome procrastination and achieve your goals. Overcome burnout. A few months after starting his dream career as a full-time YouTuber, Abdal faced an unexpected problem. Although he had left his job as a junior doctor in the NHS to focus on YouTube and was now making more money and running a small team, he found himself lying face down on his sofa, complaining to his mom about his life. Despite focusing on play, power, and people while avoiding confusion, fear, and inertia, something was still missing: sustaining success. Burnout wasn't just one thing but three different problems. overexertion, depletion, and misalignment. Understanding which type of burnout you're experiencing can help you recover more effectively. The author's own experience showed that he was dealing with all three kinds of burnout, so he worked on solutions for each. 1. Overexertion. When you're overworking, you need to learn to say no to good things to make room for extraordinary opportunities. Try scheduling significant breaks during your workday. Research shows that a work-to-break ratio of 52 minutes of work followed by 17 minutes of rest helps you stay focused and committed. 2. Depletion. To overcome this, you need to make your downtime truly refreshing. Instead of scrolling through social media or binge-watching Netflix, spend time in nature. Go for a walk, sit in a park, or look at natural images online. 3. Misalignment. This type of burnout is harder to spot because it's about the quality of what you do, not just the quantity. If your work doesn't align with your values, you'll feel drained. Try the eulogy exercise. Think about what you'd want people to say about you at your funeral. Compare that with your current life and see if you can make any changes to better align with your values. By understanding these different types of burnout and applying these strategies, you can work toward your full potential. Keep experimenting and stay curious. That's the real key to success. Enjoy the journey. Key points. 1. Boost productivity with hormones, endorphins, dopamine, oxytocin, and serotonin. 2. Add play and adventure to your days for better energy and mood. 3. Empower yourself by mastering your approach to tasks. 4. Choose positive, supportive people to boost your productivity. 5. Fight procrastination by addressing confusion, fear, or inertia. 6. Use the premortem rule for clarity, the 10-10-10 rule for courage, and accountability buddies for action. 7. Prevent burnout by balancing work, refreshing downtime, and aligning with your values.